morning. Sometimes children pick at their food and adults try persuading them to eat up, with a mixture of bribery and threats, carrots and sticks. The children are heard to say things like, "I don't like green beans." Sometimes they will eat their green beans up to the point where they discover that what they're eating is in fact green beans. So long as they don't know what they are eating, they eat away happily. But as soon as they are identified as being the dreaded green beans, they stop and declare, "I don't like green beans." The adults reply in frustration, "But you liked them up until you knew what they were called." I once organised a series of house group meetings for people who did not like house groups. Each person said that they did not like house groups. We met in my house and the group was going well for several weeks. But each week they asked me, "What exactly is this thing we're coming to?" I replied each time, "Are you enjoying it?" They would say, "Oh yes." And I would say, "Well, just enjoy it and don't ask too many questions." Eventually, however, they pushed me to the point where I grudgingly conceded, "Well, we are a group and we are meeting in a house, so I suppose, technically speaking, that makes this a house group. But never mind that, are you enjoying it?" However, the group finished immediately. There was nothing I could say. They just had a mental block about house groups. That's what I would call an example of green bean syndrome. It happens all the time with adults as well as children. How many folk have green bean syndrome when it comes to learning new things, meeting new folk, going to meetings, attending church, trusting God, living life? Don't join the green bean club with a life full of can't do, won't do, don't like, not my thing. It will really impoverish your life. Join instead the green shoots club and nurture and savour every kind of growth.